time to check in with Dean Richards for entertainment news. And let's sound the alert in Indianapolis. It's Taylor Swift taking over, isn't it, Dean?
He proclaimed it Taylor Swift weekend officially in the state of Indiana. The governor, I think, made the proclamation because Taylor is in Indy all weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and that's going to wrap up the Eras Tour that has to be one of the most lucrative music tours in the history of recorded sound, I would think. I was looking at, you know, to see if tickets were still available, and through resellers, oddly enough, they are. What do you think the top price is for a resold Taylor Swift ticket?
Top price? It's got to be in the thousands.
$4,000
wow.
For one ticket.
That's crazy.
To see Taylor Swift in Indianapolis this weekend. Some people are, you know, they bought tickets legit and spent, you know, a couple of hundred bucks, something like that. And, you know, now are faced, do I make $4,000? by selling my ticket, or do I go to the show?
I want to hear that conversation. Hey, little sweetie, I'm sorry, we're not going to go because mom and dad decided to make some money on the ticket.
Right, right, yeah. you'll get therapy later on in life, and you can you know, sort it all out later on. But you know, that's where it is right now on the resellers, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. For, you know, decent tickets that are on the stadium floor. Was it Lucas Stadium, I think, in Indianapolis is where it's all going on this weekend. So if you want to be part of the magic, hop on hop on the highway, and 3 hours you'll be in Taylor Swift land.
Taylor Swift is a worldwide celebrity of influence.
Thank you, Walter.
Walter will be there. He's front row.
Also hot these days, Harry Styles. What's going on with Harry?
Yeah, you know, they're getting ready for the People magazine Sexiest Man Alive announcement. So they've got some preliminary other categories, sexiest men lists coming out, and Harry Styles has been named sexiest musician alive right now, even though he hasn't had any projects out for a couple of years, whatever. But apparently his sexiness has you know, spilled over in to the new year. That said, there's also another. Now, I didn't even know that there was such a category of sexiest podcaster hosts around. And Jason and Travis Kelce have been named in that category. So, you know, I don't know if maybe there are other people, magazine categories that I haven't heard of yet. But if you're wondering, you started your day today wondering who are the sexiest podcasters, according to People magazine, it's the Kelce brothers.
So that's the new category in People podcasts?
Yes.
Sexy podcasts?
Sexy podcasters.
Okay. Dean, what's going on this weekend?
Well, we've got a lot. I can't think of a weekend where we've had so many huge names in music in Chicago at the same time. Sting is playing at the Auditorium Theater tonight and tomorrow. Stevie Wonder is at the United Center tomorrow. Casey and the Sunshine Band shake, shake, shake their booties at the Horseshoe Casino in the Hammond. The B-52s are at the Riviera in Uptown. And a Blue Oyster Cult at the Des Plaines Theater on Saturday night. I can't think of Blue Oyster Cult and their song Don't Fear the Reaper without thinking of Will Ferrell and More Cowbell.
Yeah, right.
That is now the legacy of you know, what they do. The Drive-By Truckers are at the House of Blues through Saturday. The Sacred Souls are at the Salt Shed, and singer-songwriter Brett Young is at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary, Indiana. So if you're looking for some music this weekend, but man, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
On stage this weekend, we've got a new production of Little Shop of Horrors at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. That'll be through November the 17th. At the Goodman Theater, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Primary Trust is continuing through the weekend. And actor Chaz Palminteri is doing his one-man show, A Bronx Tale, out at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Sunday afternoon for comedy this weekend. Sarah Silverman is at the Chicago Theater on Saturday night. And the YouTube comedians Dan and Phil will be there on Sunday night. Tim Dillon at the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines on Saturday. Ari Spears at the Improv in Schaumburg all weekend long. So, you know, there's just nothing but stuff going on for this weekend. And one of the smartest movies to come along in quite a while. Over the past month and a half maybe, it's been nothing but slasher movies dominating the box office. Finally, a really smart drama, just a good, clean drama, opening at theaters from none other than Clint Eastwood. He's not in the movie, but he directs it, and it's a courtroom drama that's called Juror Number 2, about a guy on jury duty. He's you know, on the panel and listening to the defense and the prosecution, and realizes that he may have some information that could change this whole case and possibly exonerate the person who is accused of murder. It is not like a TV drama. This one is pretty deep and pretty emotional and full of suspense and full of compassion. It's got a statement about the judicial system, all done in this Clint Eastwood style, which is very much like his own personality. Very low-key, very chill, but very pointed at the same time. That with great performances in this movie from Nicholas Holt, a young actor who's, you know, been making movies since he was about 8 years old, in probably, I think, is one of his best roles ever. The great Toni Collette is the prosecutor in this case. She's great. Oscar winner J.K. Simmons is a fellow juror. He's great. I think we have one of Clint Eastwood's best films that he has directed. It's called Juror Number 2. I gave it a Dean's List B+. It's in theaters right now. And I'm disappointed to say that the latest from Tom Hanks, usually, you know, Tom Hanks can do no wrong for me, but I was disappointed with his new movie that's called Here, in which he is reunited with his Forrest Gump co-star, Robin Wright, who played Jenny in Forrest Gump. And they are both reunited with the director of the movie, Forrest Gump, Robert Zemeckis, Chicago's own Robert Zemeckis. It is based on a Richard McGuire graphic novel about the story of a house thousands of years on one piece of land, which sounds like it, you know, it could be kind of an interesting concept. But, you know, as this movie kind of focuses on different generations who are in this one house, on this one piece of real estate, you really don't get to spend very much time with those people. And the storylines just never felt fully developed. I just never felt like I could care about the characters because they came and went so quickly. And this is another one of those movies where the actors get de-aged digitally. And while it's interesting to see Tom Hanks 30 years younger or Robin Wright 30 years younger or older, it's also very distracting to me. I don't think I'm a fan of that digital de-aging or, you know, pro-aging of actors. Just show me who they are now, I think.
You think it's too distracting or gimmicky?
I think it's a little gimmicky. It feels a little gimmicky to me. So overall, I was disappointed with this one. I only gave it a Dean's List C-, which is very, very, very unusual for me and a Tom Hanks movie, because I usually love everything he does.
Yeah, me too. Well, I was going to see that tonight. Change of plans, if Mrs. Surratt is listening. Let's talk about what you're going to be doing on the radio Sunday.
Sunday is our big Tree Time spectacular. We do the full Sunday morning show from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We've got performers from the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater. They have a new production of White Christmas that's about to open. They're going to come in and do some performances. Million Dollar Quartet from the Stolpe Island Theater, connected to the Paramount in Aurora. They're going to come and perform for us. We've got people from Teatro Zanzani who are going to come in and perform. We've got lots of musical performances. And the Eddie Carosa Boys from Illinois' Polka Band.
Oh, boy.
They're going to be our house band for the entire show. So a lot of musical fun. We always have a great time. It's always standing room only, so get there early. The show is on from 9 until 1 on Sunday morning. We hope you can come out. And don't forget, the time change also is Sunday. So fall back and then fall over to Tree Time at 22102 Pepper Road in beautiful Lake Barrington.
We'll be listening. This just in, by the way, one of your scheduled guests, Tom Hanks, has canceled.
Oh.
But Clint Eastwood may show up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Have fun,
that'd
Dean.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Thank you very much.